Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Bo. Mark Zinno is here. Thank goodness he's filling in for Mike Johnson today. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass.
Hey, now, Allie, yeah. You just saw that Mark and I can be nice to each other.
Yeah, you guys were laughing and having a real nice conversation. It was wonderful.
I mean, again, sun's actually going to shine today.
But now the mics are on, and we're not going to be nice to each other.
No, I mean, we have our moments, but we don't like to let people believe that we actually get along.
So. Well, tonight the NBA Finals continue with Game 4. It's Pacers Thunder at 8:30. Pacers are up 2-1. We'll see if the Thunder can tie it up. What are you thinking? Are they going to do it?
I think it was Dylan or Mark one that said the back to back number. The bigger that the Thunder haven't lost in 2 months, and the Pacers hadn't lost back to back games coming into the series either. And you saw that they ended up proving that. Here's the deal for me, Mark. I personally feel like the Thunder have dominated this series, except for two quarters. I know that game three was a little bit closer than it was, but I think the second half was closer. But the reality is the Thunder have been outscored 100-73 in the fourth quarter, okay? That is crazy. And the Pacers have won that quarter alone, and that's why they're up 2-1.
Look, I mean, the life that this series has taken on has come because both the Knicks and the Thunder committed mortal sins in sports in giving away game one the way they did. And let me just put this in this prism, because this is really how fortunate, I don't want to say lucky because the Pacers had a role in it.
You hate them.
This is how fortunate they got. Through game one, okay, there were the Oklahoma City Thunder had played 100 games, playoff and postseason together, okay? You know how many times in those 100 games they shot worse than 40% from the field?
No.
Four.
Whoa.
Four. That game one was the fifth time they did it all year long. So something that is a 95% hit rate did not happen, and that's how the Pacers stole that game.
Yeah. And it was funny, too.
I mean, it just, you know, what we're watching is somewhat improbable, and odds makers are telling you, because that line was 5-4 game three. They made the line even bigger for game four.
Well, look.
Because the numbers tell you that Oklahoma City has such a wide gap over Indiana that it's got to bubble to the surface at some point.
And you got to give credit, though, too, to the Pacers' defense. I mean, McConnell had 5 turnovers alone in that game three, and I think SGA ended up having 6 turnovers in game three. So their defense is creating opportunities for them to stay in these games and win them.
I also think, too, when it comes to this series and even more specifically this game tonight, We saw the OKC bench, I think, struggle a little bit more than I expected them to. Obviously, role players play better at home. That's the old adage, and I think that remains to be true. But I didn't expect OKC, because OKC has a very quality bench, and that's part of the reason why they're here. I didn't expect their bench to struggle as much as they did last game. And I do wonder if Indiana can sustain what they did in Game 3. When you talk about Benedict Mathurin having 27 points in 22 minutes.
Yeah, fade that dude.
Yeah, he's legit. But I wonder if he can have that same type of output. Is T.J. McConnell going to find a way to, you know, have Jose Alvarado-esque steals again and get 5 steals in that game? And is Cason Wallace and Aaron Wiggins on the OKC side, are they going to struggle as much as they did last game?
They're role players. Have been insane. Like the other crazy part is this. The net rating of the starting five for OKC this year was by far the best of any team in the league.
Yeah.
They have a negative net rating in this finals, the starting five.
That's crazy to think
like,
about.
It is the confluence of so many things happening that are just counter to what the numbers over the larger sample size have told us, which is why this is so shocking and surprising. It's hard to wrap your head around. Again, this is the fourth largest favorite in NBA history entering the finals.
I know you hate when the numbers lie to you, don't you, Zeno?
Men and women lie, but numbers don't. Ray Lewis told me that once. I mean, you know, like, you have to trust the numbers that they're going to bear themselves out over a larger sample size, particularly in my world when it comes to sports betting, because that's the only thing you can go by. You can't just, I mean, look, there's gut feelings and all the other stuff, but if you're going to make an analytical decision, some of this has to come off of numbers.
Well, we will see what happens tonight. Also tonight, Braves welcome the Rockies to town. Now, look, the Braves really need to sweep the Rockies. They need good momentum going into a 4 straight series against division opponents. We've got Bryce Elder on the mound. Bo, how are you feeling about this series?
I feel bad about all the Braves series right now because I'm just not sure what team shows up. We felt really warm and fuzzy about that road trip, and in reality, you lost 4 of 6 on that road trip. But the way it ended, you felt great, right? You were scoring runs in 2 of the 3 games in Milwaukee. Bryce Elder gave up 3 runs, I think, on 6 or 7 innings against Colorado out in Colorado early in the season. I think it was late April, maybe, early May, something like that. But he pitched pretty good after that first inning, and that home run could have been a product of Coors Field. I feel good about tonight. I think Bryce Elder is pretty locked in. I think he is a little bit irritated about being sent down, and he understood it, but it doesn't matter. He was phenomenal against a very good San Francisco team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he'll be 1 run, 12 strikeouts, but I think a quality start is in the mix for him. 3 runs, you know, maybe 6 innings. I think that's what Bryce Elder is. If he wants to be a Major League Baseball pitcher, he needs to be a walking quality starter to that 5th role.
Look, the Braves bats need to carry them here. Jermon Marquez carries an ERA higher than a college student. So there is no reason why the Braves should win this game 3-2 or 3-1. This should be a game where it's 5 or 6 runs against a bad starter, an even worse bullpen, and an offense that can't score on the road. This should be a convincing win, right? These are the teams you have to take advantage of. I get it. You know, it doesn't matter whether you win 8-0 or 2-1. It's still 1-0. But still, like, show signs of life offensively. Because in reality, that's the only thing that's going to turn this season around is dudes start hitting the ball and scoring runs.
Yeah, we don't want those 1-run games, though. We're not good with the one-run games as of right now.
Now, let's as many runs as we can get, let's score.
Yes, yes. All right, to celebrate Father's Day a little early, we are going to play Trivia TV Dad Edition. These are the TV dads that raised us. Mark, how we do this is you use your name as your buzzer. As soon as you know it, say your name.
Mark.
Exactly. You know how it works. Okay. And then Dylan will help me figure out who yelled their name first because these are all pretty easy. And I feel like it's going to get very loud in here in a moment. You ready?
Well, just for you, yes.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. All right, here we go. Question number one. Walter White just wanted to make a little extra money for his family when he was diagnosed with cancer, but things got a little out of control on this TV show.
Bo.
Yep.
It's Breaking Bad.
That is Breaking Bad.
How did Mark not get that?
I wasn't a Breaking Bad guy.
Oh,
I didn't even watch the show, and I knew that Walter White's name.
No clue who the character was.
This is going to be easy.
Question number two.
I thought we were going like 80s and 90s TV dads. Like, you know, my mind was like Tony Danza and like Growing Pains and Family Ties, and Allie's here throwing drug references out.
Just
say drug again.
Totally my brand right there.
Okay.
Danny Tanner had his brother-in-law, Jesse.
Mark.
All right, Dylan, you got to decide this one.
I think I heard Mark first.
Okay, Mark, go.
Full House.
I so said my name first, Dylan.
All right, this lovable yet bumbling dad of Springfield is known.
Homer Simpson.
That is Homer Simpson. It is 2-1. Mark is in the lead. All right, this mob boss dad is
Mark. Tony Soprano.
No, I was there first.
No, he was not.
It was Mark.
That, all right, I got screwed on Full House, and now you screwed me on that one. This is not.
Go back to your meatballs.
All right, this.
You're about to get a meatball.
So far, it is 3-1. Mark is in the lead on TV Dad Trivia. All right, Dr. Jason Seaver was.
Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
That would be Growing Pains.
That is Growing Pains. Man,
that's the one you wanted, Mark.
I know. When he said, where's the 80s and 90s?
Yep,
I was like, dang, that was like the only one that wasn't.
Y'all just give him his name whenever he's last and you give him to make him first.
All right, we are rolling right through these. Okay. Next one is this TV dad is a shoe salesman and
Mark. Al Bundy.
Just for giggles, what's the name of that show?
Married with Children.
There you go. Okay, just making sure. All right, we're going into the next question. Jay Pritchett is the former football player turned sports broadcaster. Bo.
Wait, what? Finish the question.
No. There's no finishing the question.
I don't know if that's necessarily how it works, Bo.
We're going to reread the question, and anyone can ring in on this. Jay Pritchett is the former football player turned sports broadcaster on what TV show?
Why do I know this?
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a stab in the dark here?
Go for it.
Is it Step by Step?
It is not.
Oh.
No. Not Patrick Duffy.
Okay. I don't know the character's name.
That name is so familiar.
Who is it?
The TV show is Modern Family.
Never watched it.
But were you a Modern Family
person? He wasn't a sports broadcaster. He was a closet salesman.
Not according to my sources.
Jay Pritchett he sold closets. I'm a huge Modern Family fan, I'm telling you. I'm protesting this.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. I would have never got it regardless.
All right, we'll give it to you on that
give
one,
Give it the ball. I would have never got it regardless.
All right, what iconic baseball personality played the father in the TV sitcom George Hang on. What iconic baseball personality played the father in the TV sitcom, oh, Mr. Belvedere?
Mark, that would be Bob Uecker.
Yes, it is.
I'll miss Bob Uecker.
On what TV show does Carl Winslow...
Mark. Oh. Family Matters.
Well, he just says it, and I...
Because I got in before you.
No, you did not.
All right, right now.
Oh, my God. Am I not getting in before him?
No.
I'm not when he did get in before you.
No, he's not.
Bo, I have my headphones, so I can extra hear it.
Extra hear it.
Yeah,
you can't extra hear anything because you're wrong.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will say Mark, and then I'll wait to be called on. Then I'll embarrass you.
I mean, I can't even get – I'm saying my name, and you're just screaming over people. That's what I normally do.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
See? Taking your game, throwing it right back in your face.
Right now, the score is 7-2. Bo is in the lead. All right, here
what?
We go.
No. Say that score again. 7-2. Who's in the lead?
Mark is in the lead.
Thank
sorry.
You.
Sorry,
whoa,
sorry,
whoa,
sorry.
Miss Slippy, the part of the story I didn't like.
Thank you for the correction, Mark. Okay, Dan Connor is... Mark.
Can I answer?
Go for it.
Roseanne?
Yeah. That is 8-2. Bo, I think you're at a disadvantage because you're remote today. There must be something with the connection. That's what's going on.
Oh, is that the card we're playing? Is that really what we're doing right now?
Let's go through a few more. This Tool Time host.
Mark. That would be Tim Allen on Home Improvement.
But what's the character's name?
Bo. Oh.
Bo.
No. God, come on. That's not even a timer.
Well, you got it wrong because you answered the wrong question because you wouldn't let her finish.
Go ahead.
It's Tim the Toolman Taylor.
There you go. There you go.
I'm a big Home Improvement fan.
8-3.
I love Home Improvement.
Mark,
that was a good show.
Is in the lead. All right, Mike ended up with 6 kids after marrying a lovely lady with 3 girls. Bo.
It's Brady Bunch.
That is the Brady Bunch. All right. Hayden Fox was the head coach.
Mark.
Oh, actually, I heard Bo first.
Did you?
Mark. Yeah, I heard Bo first. I heard
Dylan,
Bo first.
Dylan is referee on this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Today, Junior? It's Coach.
Yeah. All right, Mark got that one.
I love that show. Dauber was a phenomenal character.
Yep, such an
character.
Underrated. The writing on that show was insanely good.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more. In The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mark.
Who's, yes.
Uncle Phil.
Serves as the father figure for Will Smith's character. All right. Final score, 10-4. Mark, you win. Congratulations. And again.
You beat a guy that has the delay. That's why your voice got in first.
I'm sorry, Bo. Next time
whatever
we'll have you in
whatever
studio.
Helps you sleep at night, go back to your meatballs. Okay.
Let me tell you something. When I say my name and then I don't hear you until later, I know. I know the truth. I know my truth.
Well, congratulations, Mark. Happy Father's Day to all the dads this weekend. We appreciate you and all the dad jokes you make. And coming up, we're going to jump back into the conversation surrounding the Falcons defense. How are the futures of Divine Diablo and Troy Anderson shaping up, panning out with the team? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.